I say Chick Corea, you say what? Well, it could be Grammy winner. He has 20, and this song, Renaissance, is off the CD Forever, which just won 2 Grammys, including Best Jazz Instrumental Album for Chick Corea, Stanley Clarke, and Lenny White. You might say Return to Forever, the name of just one of Chick Corea's many groups. Or Miles, Jack DeJohnette, Gary Burton, the artist he's played with, like a star moving through a constellation. Or you might say Scientology. Chick Corea is one of the most prominent followers. He's written music based on the writings of L. Ron Hubbard. Or Explorer. Chick Corea's new CD is The Continents. The title work is the first studio recording of his concerto for jazz quintet and chamber orchestra, each movement named for a continent. So let's go to Africa. That's Africa off The Continents by Chick Corea. Originally commissioned in Vienna, it's now part of a 2-CD set. And Chick Corea joins us from his studios in Florida with more. Chick, welcome.
Hey, thanks.
So we understand this all started. You were invited to write a piano concerto for the, you pronounce it, Wiener Mozartjahr?
Yeah, I just, Mozartjahr, I give it, it's just the Mozart year. It was 2006, and the people in Vienna put a lot of funding and gathered a lot of support to present hundreds and hundreds of projects celebrating Mozart because it was Mozart's 250th birthday.
And you had some familiarity with the gentleman. We remember your Mozart sessions with Bobby McFerrin, Mozart, but also a lot of improvisation. So, you know, obviously this you responded to this.
Well, yeah, it was right center of my interests. Here was an opportunity to play in Europe and especially premiere it in Vienna, which was one of the main cities that Mozart lived and worked in.
So now you're writing this commissioned piece, and you know, you take us from Africa to Asia to America. We go through the continents. Why did you break it up that way?
This is kind of a secret that's not really a secret because I'm telling you and the whole listening audience.
It's just between you and me.
So it's no longer a secret. But the way I made this piece was I just took the simplicity of the concept in the spirit of Mozart. And to me, Mozart's music was definitely in the spirit of the joy of creation. And I took that spirit and I wrote music in that spirit. Doesn't sound like Mozart's music. I never intended it to. But anyway, the piece came out to be in 6 definite movements, almost 6 different pieces, actually, that kind of go together to make a program. And when I was looking for a title for it, I then thought, you know, there's 6 or 7 continents, depending on if you put the United States together with the Americas. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The Americas, if you put the Americas together, you've got 6 continents. And I thought, let me see if it fits this. And so in retrospect, what I did is I looked back over what I had written, and I immediately saw one that would be Europe. And I immediately saw one that would be Africa. And they all kind of slotted into place magically.
That's so funny, because I'm listening to the American one, for instance, and I'm thinking, oh, so here's his homage to the blues, you know, and here's a little bit of, you know, but it was backwards. It wasn't that way.
No, it was backward, but it was all part of the same time stream or not time stream or wherever that stream is. And it makes perfect sense to me. A lot of my titles come like that. I get the concept, I write the music, and then the symbols of words or images come after that.
The continents, and then as you write in the notes after the recording, you know, had some time left. You got it recorded far more quickly than you thought. So the quintet has an impromptu jam. ¶¶ again, you, Chikuria, sit down at the piano because there was something missing. And there's several tracks on the second CD of you, what? Trying to do what?
There were just some thoughts I had about something incomplete in terms of areas of improvisation or areas of music. I don't know what it was, but it led me to the piano, and we had some time, and Bernie Kirsch, my engineer, turned the recorder on, and we recorded a bunch of piano solo stuff.
Well, I'm looking at the CD right now. Let's listen to a little bit. They're all called Solo Continuums, and then they have a different number. I loved on Solo Continuum 31, it's only about a minute long, but at about 40 seconds in, there's an exquisite chord change. Listen to that. And then it just stops, and it goes on Solo Continuum 42. '53. Down to here's Solo Continuum 1411. Now, does this mean you did this 1,400 times?
That's one of those jokes that I thought I'd throw out to the audience. They're just arbitrary numbers. They have nothing to do with anything.
Oh, thank goodness. But, but you know, you are looking. You're looking, and sometimes I'd be listening, and I'd be thinking, I think that was it right there, you know, but it's not it, apparently, or something. Did you find it?
I'm not sure that I was actually looking for something. I was actually just maybe more like completing a communication, just... There's something needed to be completed. There was something that got left over, and I kept playing until I felt it was done. I felt very happy. After I played that last one, I thought to myself, that's it. That's all I got.
How are you feeling at this stage? I mean, I'm sitting here. I'm having this sort of wave of names and music and things I've identified with Chick Corea, the different groups you've been in. And it does seem like a time in your life where if you want to do a concerto, you do a concerto.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? In actual fact, I've never lived my musical life any differently. It's always been that way from when I was a kid. And my parents gave me a lot of love and support and freedom, and they didn't force me to do what I didn't want to do. And somehow that became just a natural way of life for me. You don't have to be old to do that.
Pianist, composer, band leader, Chick Corea. His latest CD, it's actually two CDs. It's called The Continents. We'll have more at hearnow.org. Chick Corea, thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thanks for the chat, and I appreciate you letting everybody know about The Continents. It's an unusual piece of music, probably not everybody's tastes, but it's from the heart, and it was a really, really great, fun project for me.